back on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and still talking with Bernie Kosar here about the combine. And Bernie, more than just the performances on the field, and we can get into more of that, but there was also the opportunity to talk with Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, doing separate sessions with the media, which was a good idea with the Browns media. In addition, in Chud's case, also to talk with the national media there. But let's start with Rob Chudzinski, and a point that he made that Joe reiterated was about wanting players, and I was, the minute I heard this, I said, I got to talk with Bernie about this, wanting players, whether it's free agency, whether it's a draft, however you're acquiring them, trade, that want to be Browns. And this goes deeper than saying, okay, you're a free agent and you want the payday. This goes deeper than you're a draft prospect and you want to be picked high enough or whatever, you want to be picked into the league. This is trying to identify the thing, Bernie, that was so easy to identify in you back in the day when you came aboard this team, because this was your hometown team. You grew up loving this team. You're not going to draft Ohio players by and large. You can get some of them, but the truth of the matter is the NFL doesn't work that way. You're drafting from an entire national pool, and finding those guys who have that passion to want to be a part of this, as both Rob Chudzinski said and Joe Banner said, and they said they can find these guys. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting. It's almost an extension of what we talked about on last Monday's show and Matt Barkley and how you asked the question, and getting all this treatment and fixing the concussions, and I lost my mind on that, because we were talking last week, and me and you have talked so much about this over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. on and off the air, about looking at guys, meeting the guys, and seeing first their level of commitment and love for just football and wanting to be good, and they're trying to get into their heart and soul of, yeah, all this athleticism we're talking about is important, mm-hmm. but even probably more important to me and what you're talking about, and an extension of what Joe and Coach Chud were talking about, not only just loving the game, but as you're talking to guys, you know, like what Matt Barkley said, I want to do so good here that I move up the draft boards. Well, that's not the mindset. Or I want to be a free agent and I need the payday. That's mm-hmm. why I'm coming. That's exactly the type of people that I wouldn't want on our team. And it's refreshing to see Mr. Banner and Coach Chud kind of reiterating that, trying to want guys that love the game and love the Browns, and know, hey, you're coming here. Okay, this is tough, hard-nosed football. This is not going to be like, let's run around and the miss hits and everything. You're playing Baltimore, playing Pittsburgh, playing Cincinnati. This is guys who almost have that obsession and sickness to love the Browns, that want to come and know it's going to be physical and know you're going to take a beating, and you love the game and you love the team. And you develop that continuity and community and family within the locker room and within your organization. You're not here because I want to be a high draft pick. Yeah. You're not here because I want to get a big free agent contract. That's the wrong way for the kids to think about it. And it's nice to hear how we're unified and we really believe in that passion for the team, for the community, for the helmet.
What was very interesting, I thought, was Joe Banner's comment to the effect of, we've got a good story to tell. He said the story's got to get better because you got to win. It's not a winning story to tell these players, these prospective Browns players. But he likes the story they have to tell because it starts with this coaching staff. He said it starts with the owner, with the tone-changing ownership of Jimmy Haslam, and then coaching staff, Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner and Ray Horton, Turner and Horton being, you know, again, the investment in them, the financial investment in them, pretty much puts them above every coordinator in the NFL. So you're talking about two real superstars at the coordinator spots, and you're selling that to players, and you're selling that kind of credibility. You're selling a commitment of this team to get it right, get it better, and then it's going to reflect, I'm sure, in the kinds of players you bring aboard that other players see. So, you know, I think at the end of it all, yeah, it'll be when it's a better story to tell with winning, it'll be easier. But I think in the first phase of this, it's probably likely that a player can look at what's here, look at what's being built here, and someone can be attracted to this.
Okay. I'm ready to jump out of my chair. I'm so excited and genuinely, passionately believe this in my core, in my heart and soul.
And you're in such good shape now.
And
you
I'm could feeling
jump
good.
Out of the chair at, without any issue.
I say this too much. I hate to keep going back when I played. Ironically, in 1984, Browns had an off year. They ended up with the sixth pick in the draft. Okay, it wasn't a mm-hmm. great story. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a team was winning. And if you're a guy who needs the money, wants to go to a winning team because it's soft and easy and you're going to have an easy road to the playoffs, you're not the guy for our team and the guy I want to play with. You want to have a passion to make it come and be, take it from the sixth pick in the draft, which they traded with Buffalo and ended up not getting it, but a team that maybe only had a lower record, and you want to have the toughness and mindset to take them to the promised land. And if you don't have that level of commitment, passion, and love for the team, and love for a challenge, then you shouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. And we don't want you here. And that type of mindset from the top down, from Mr. Haslam to Mr. Banner to Chud, is something that, you know, you see that unification of it. And again, it's easier said than done. A lot of guys got a good rap, mm-hmm. and you know you don't get all the time with them, so you're not going to be right on all these guys. But if that's your core mission, to find guys who have, of course, the athleticism and ability to play, coupled with that passion in their true core of their heart and soul, of wanting to be here and take on the challenge of the Browns and restore it to what we should be, that is exactly the type of guy you have to have and you want to try to find.
Bernie Kosar with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And the other point that Joe Banner made was you want to tap into that competitiveness that players have of wanting to be in the most or one of the more competitive divisions in the NFL, a division right now that has the defending Super Bowl champs in it, in the Ravens, that too is attractive, that you want to be part of this team to compete against those other teams and jump, change the pecking order in the division.
Well, look, I keep going back to my experiences. And I'm 49 years old. When I was a kid and I wanted to play, I didn't want to be this age and look back and realize, could I have done something greater and if I took the easy road? I want that exact challenge you said. I want to take on Baltimore. They're the defending Super Bowl champs. The Steelers are in it every year. Look, Mike Brown's doing a great job in Cincinnati. It kind of was like when I came into the league, that our division with Warren Moon, Boomer Esiason, and the Steelers. And I loved it that those guys couldn't beat me in December, okay? And I still talk to him about it, sure. And even with all the injuries, I'm proud of it. That's exactly it. Look today. Look at these defensive linemen. Look at the running and the speed. And look at how they're talking. They have a lot of confidence. The guys from LSU are making bets against each other. Who's the fastest? Domingo ran a 4.53. Montgomery's like a 4.68, and they're 2.75. That's awesome. Talked about in the last segment, Tavon Austin and his confidence to want to be it. I mean, I'm not saying those are the guys, but those are the guys that at least have a look. Yeah. And plus, there's so many others to get into their heart, soul, and fiber for a real passion for the game and a real competitiveness, because it's competitive out there.
And I think to a great degree, you pay attention to that. It speaks to the athletes. It speaks to the training, to the specific training for this combine. And guys, it's gotten very sophisticated. Agents are great with those training facilities that they set up for players. And players know to keep the weight down before this event, so they're maximizing their speed and learn track technique, running technique, and it all shows. Now, some of that is why you've got to be a little guarded and don't get too carried away, but the mere fact that you train for it, that you make it important enough to wow people at this event so that you can help your stock is a good thing, is a great thing.
It's a great thing for them personally, and I think it's a great thing that they show not that the speed and all that is the most important thing. And actually, the one thing I would disagree with you, I don't think it's a little thing. I think it's a big thing that you got to be guarded for over here, because you can, and people do, and even myself, you do get fooled by some of the combines. That is inevitable. The best Hall of Fame people who pick players are wrong more than 50% of the time. Right. So it's not an exact science. And I love the way the guys commit to it, but you're exactly right. There's for a D lineman, for an O lineman, to be going 40 yards almost never happens. That type of speed, they need more, probably all of them get a little more weight on them to cut down like they do for this, is sometimes misleading.
Sure.
And it's exactly why what we were just talking about is so imperative, that you spend the time with them and you try to get into them, look them in the eye and try to get down into the depth of their soul to see what you could find.
Another topic addressed by both Rob Chudzinski and Joe Banner, of course, the quarterback situation on the Browns, and Brandon Whedon and his status. And I think the biggest takeaway seems to be that Brandon will get to compete, that no one is – they're consistent with saying that he's not going to be handed a job by any means. But there, Joe Banner got into the whole improvement that a player should make between year one and year two, the expectation that you make your biggest jump then, and quarterbacks in particular, and I guess the confident feeling that through the coaching he'll get from Chud, from North Turner, that it will enhance his game. But basically, they want to see more, and I think they're right to want to see more.
Almost every successful organization and staff, when you come and you start year one, you cannot be preferential to anybody. All of us, the top quarterback to anybody within the organization, needs to know they have to get better, they have to improve. And what I love about football, if they don't, they're gone. And that's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. And I love that you can't talk your way through football. You get out in the white lines, and you either do it or you don't. And if you don't, you're not going to be around, and always you're trying to improve. Look, you're exactly right. Mr. Banner's exactly right. Year one to year two is your most improvement. I've said it quite a bit. I'm incredibly biased towards Chud and Norv. I so believe in their philosophical way of attacking defenses. If I'm Brandon Whedon, that you have to compete. The coaching is going to be good for him. And again, no casting arrows at last year's dink and dunk offense. Brandon Whedon was put on this earth to throw the ball downfield. Right. He could sling it. I'd be so excited. I guarantee you he's going to be so excited. Be firing them skinny eight posts, the deeper overs, the stuff that Coach Turner and Coach Chud live for, and it's been a part of their offense, and he could throw it, and he should be getting excited and knowing that he's going to be able to make plays down the field.
Yeah, Chud said it more than once that he really likes Whedon's skill set and wants to see more of it on the field. So, I mean, I think there's a recognition of what he has, what he can offer, and then the belief that they can make him better. Now, whether it's good enough for him to be the starter, that remains to be seen. But I think there's a feeling that whatever that stock is, it's going to rise between now and the start of the season.
Well, you're right. I do think he thinks the coaches are going to make him better. I just want to take it one step further with him, and I hope he believes that he's going to be better.
Right.
And he could do it.
Yep.
And, yeah, the coaching will help, but, wow, it's just something that with our younger receivers, bigger and stronger, faster, they're going to be better next year too. They're going to be running routes that are better suited for them. He's throwing routes that are better suited for himself. Our line pass protects good. We got Trent Richardson. He should be, and I think that he is, excited that he's going to get better because it fits right what he could do.
Bernie, I can see the excitement in you and hear it in your voice. And we appreciate it, and we'll do this again next week.
You're stuck with me.
He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.